Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay, I'd like to begin this net tonight to make a small announcement here that WA2OFK, Harry, he passed away today at 3:33. He's one of the original founders there, I believe, of the radio club here. And his call sign when he was a CB operator was KQU4515. He was the Hilltopper up there on Jackson Hill. Anybody from around here knows who Harry is. I don't have to go into too many details, but some of the ones that stand out was he was a tail gunner in a B-24 Liberator in the Pacific in World War II, and he had one confirmed kill and another probable, and I believe, although WB-2RUQ will probably be able to confirm for me, he got the Flying Cross. He was a 70-year member of the Boomville Fire Department. He was a dairy farmer in Hawkinsville and in Boomville. In fact, where the repeater is located today is the location of his old dairy farm, his last dairy farm, and before they retired and moved into the village. Boy, what didn't he do? He did a lot of stuff. He was a, they used to cut wood. Used to be, what was that, fourth fireman. Anyway, he was very into the amateur radio hobby. A lot of people here got their start with well, he was here and already been here. But he died today. His official cause of death was that he lived a long and very full life. Anybody here wants to share a story tonight about WA2FK? Feel free. Now's the time. I'd like to give a special thanks to the Boomville Fire Department for making his last days comfortable. So with that, are there any portable or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KD2DXF mobile, southbound 12. Sorry to hear about your guys' losses.
KD2DXF, boy, I know I've talked to you before, but I can't remember your name. Good evening, is there anything else going on?
Name here is Matthew, and I don't have anything to add other than unfortunately I just put the plow on my truck. A little bit early up, but oh well. And I'm starting to lose the repeater, so I'll say 73s to you guys, and hope you guys have a good night. KD2DXF, back to now.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Thanks for checking in, and have a safe night, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portables or short-timers that want to check in? All right, hearing none, we'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT.
WX2PJR.
KA2ZLZ.
KA2VLA.
Okay, we'll start with these three here. WX2PJR, Paul. Good evening, what's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, Quinn. Jack? Yeah, anyways. Let's see here. WX2PJR, yeah, wow. Sorry for your loss there, Jeff, and kind of, you know, he's your grandfather there and all. He's a good guy. I met him a couple of times, actually, so I can safely say I met him. Very, very nice guy. Pleasant to talk to, that's for sure. He always pretty much give you the time of day. Other than that, so what is it, 36 degrees out there currently, raining. A little bit, more misting than rain, but it's been tapering off here. The Black River this far north is like a torrent, so it's up there quite a bit. Other than that, not much more to add, just giving you one for the count. And back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, the river's pretty high here, too. We're right at about the beginning here. Yeah, there was one thing... You could always say about WA2FK is He was never lost for words. So, yeah, if you met him, I'm sure you had a conversation with him. Okay. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in. Glad to see you back. Are you going to be picking up the Nets now on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be back on Saturday.
Roger that. Okay, we'll see you on Saturdays. All right, K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. Well, I knew Harry before I became a ham, so it's over 30 years ago. And both he and Jean, the wife and I, both of them. And very sorry to hear about. I saw a great deal of Harry. I think everybody that knew him did. And I can remember one summer, my wife and Jean took a writer's course up in Old Forge, and he would bring her up, and he'd come over to the camp, and he and I would sit on a porch shooting the breeze up on First Lake. So it goes back a few years, of course, because I haven't had the camp in about 20 years. But anyways, my condolences to the entire family. So 7-3s to all, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, thank you very much for the kind words there. And yeah, he talked about you a few times with me, and even before I got into the hobby myself, I knew who K2ZNZ was because he had mentioned you a few times. So, all right, Jack, thanks a lot for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, my brother, WA2OFK, passed away this afternoon, as you reported a short time ago. Well, I suppose that's life. We spent a lot of time deer hunting. Used to go up and load of hay with him now and then, but he's had a good life, and he took quite a ride with the B-24s in World War II. He survived. He get in 30 trips, and they give you the rest of the time off. So we're going to miss him. But life goes on. We'll say 73. I went up to camp today. Drove in to see the crew at Tom's place. So I had a good visit with them. I carried the rifle in case a big buck stood in front of the road. Front of the truck, and I'd have to make way for him, but it didn't happen. So we'll say 73s, and we'll see you later. KA2VLA is clear.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, this afternoon I heard you came in. I was out from about 5:30. No, not 5:30. I'm sorry. About 6:30 to a little after 11. And in the morning there, and I had enough at that point. I figured with all them guys moving around, I would have seen something, but I didn't see anything. So I grabbed a quick, you know, some lunch, and I grabbed a quick little nap, went back out. And today, for some reason, I felt the urge of going up across on the other side of the North Lake Road. Up on the north side, because Harry there, my grandpa there, always talked about how they used to like to hunt up on that side. So I got up in there a little ways, and I sat down, and that's when the cell phone started buzzing, and everybody told me what happened. So it's the first time I hunted up in there on that side, so it was just kind of weird that that was up in that spot that he liked so much, and that's when I got the news. But anyway, once we got the news, we hiked in the east there and got to the road that goes up to the Lions camp there, and then walked back in and headed into town. But we're back up here at camp now. Everything's kind of calmed down there, and I'm going to get some more hunting in the morning. So thanks for checking in, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father, John, from, I guess you're not in the Hudson Valley tonight. You're up in Mass. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, I'm in Worcester, Mass tonight. Right in the middle of your opening monologue there, the router went out. Great. He got the Distinguished Flying Cross and 5 air medals, and I'm pretty sure the Distinguished Flying Cross is for that when they were jumped by, their 3 planes were jumped by 40 Japanese Zeros, and that's where he got his confirmed and probable. So, Dad had a good full life. Just writing up stuff to be put into the obituary, and it's just keeps getting longer and longer. So, he will be missed. So that's it here, Jeff. Just keep me abreast of the plans. We'll be coming up Tuesday. So we've got to reschedule some medical appointments and stuff. So, all right, WB2RUQ.
Roger, well, I already told you what the tentative plans are, but I guess that's probably what's going to be. But you know, I always hate to tell people what dates like for stuff this you know like this, and then have it change. So, anyway, they'll be announcing it there on the radio there, WBRV. Monday, and it also should be in the Utica paper, and it'll be in the Boonville paper on Tuesday. So, I remember him, last couple of years anyway, talking a lot about when him and, what's that guy's name? Williams there. Was it Henry Williams? Or all the logging they used to do, he seemed to be fond about that memory. So you might want to include some of that there in his obituary. I don't know how, but you might want to put some of that in there.
Yeah, I knew Henry. Yeah, we cut logs down the lower part of the farm there. We had a lot of pine. Okay. We'll see how I can fit that in. WB2RUQ.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in. And you and Gloria there have a good time up in Massachusetts. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KA2AZ, just one quick comment.
Go ahead, Jack.
My wife reminded me, and although we talked to him as the Hilltopper, you know, through CB days, he was my very first contact after I got my amateur radio license. I was at the camp in Old Forge and gave him a call and on this repeater, actually. Just thought I'd mention that. KA2RZ.
Did you guys exchange QSL cards then, or?
No, I don't know if he did. I got 1,000 cards here at one time, and I probably have 950 at least left. I'm not too good at that. KA2RZ.
Roger, I understand that. I haven't gotten any printed out. I've received a few, and I feel bad, but I just, boy, life's got enough things to do, you know, I guess, especially now these days. But, all right. Thanks for the comment, Jack. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? This is KD2AIT. Well, for myself, out this morning. Like I said, we did some hunting and got back here. We had a nice lunch. Kicked back there for a little bit and grabbed a little nap. It was a long morning sitting there, and sometimes I think you use more energy just sitting there waiting for a buck rather than going out and trying to find one. But it was a good time. And then we got up into the woods, and you heard the rest of the story. And now we're back here at camp, and getting ready to go down and sit by the campfire and share some memories with the boys down there, and have a good time. You know, gonna miss WA2FK, but you know, he was getting to the point where it was, you know, life was just running out. And I'm not, you know, I'm sad that I'm gonna miss him, but I'm happy that he's in a better place. So. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Matt, Paul, Jack, Clint, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73s to everyone listening in. 73s and 88s to WA2OFK. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
This is KD2KLJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon currently being held on the 145-17. I hold traffic for KC2WI. So Pete, if you're listening, that holds traffic for you. Looking for KC2WI and further stations, Glenn. I have a little cough in here. This is Octon looking for KC2WI and further stations with or without traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
N2WBS, IDAS. Thank you for checking in. Looking for KC2WI. Pete, if you're out, I have traffic for you. And looking for him and further stations with it. Looking for KC2WI and further stations with or without traffic. KC2WI, are you on frequency? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Okay, I'll make this the final call for Octon. Four stations with or without traffic. KC2WI, Pete, are you around? No traffic for you. They might be busy or not home or maybe going to bed, so I'll just make this the final call for Octon. I'll catch up to them. Final call for Octon. Four stations, way without traffic. Nothing else heard. Dennis, 73, take care. Catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Clark. Put out another call here. KC2WI, Pete, are you on frequency? KB2KOJ. KC2WI, KB2KOJ. Okay, I guess not here. Nothing here. KB2KOJ, clear and changing frequency.